Trees by Sergeant Joyce Kilmer. I think that I shall never see a poem as lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree. When I was very little, around the ages of 3 and 4, one of the most fascinating books in our house was a small brown faux leather-bound volume of 101 famous poems. It was a very grown-up book. I knew that. And some afternoons, I could persuade one parent or the other to let me hold it, and we could read a poem together. It was through this book that I was first introduced to Longfellow, Shakespeare, Eugene Field, Wordsworth, Kipling, Tennyson, and Coleridge, to name a few. Having a treehouse and a very deep personal attachment to my climbing tree, as well as the beautiful oak trees that surrounded my young life here, Sergeant Kilmer's poem resonated with me quickly and early. As a child who was on a first-name basis with most of her trees and flowers, the personification of a tree seemed absolutely obvious to me. But as an adult, the poem has changed dramatically. As a writer, on the one hand, the marvel of the beauty and the perfection of the natural world does make one's own feeble attempts at creative work seem trivial, at best. But also, the piece speaks to the straightforward and honest relationships of a tree. Unlike with humans, who are full of guile and deceit, the tree in this poem gives and takes in harmonious and balanced ways, the simplicity of the actions making a striking contrast to our own inability to give as honestly and take as generously. Kilmer was a devout Roman Catholic, and much of his writing incorporated his faith. He was killed in 1918 in France during World War I. I find it fascinating that a man who enlisted in the Great War and was remembered by his fellow soldiers as actively volunteering for dangerous missions is most well remembered for this serene and peaceful poem that speaks to people of contentment and joy. I asked my mother once if we had any of his other works. We had Shakespeare in the house and Kipling. "No, I think that's the only thing he ever wrote," she shook her head. This answer is far from true, though it's not an uncommon misconception. Kilmer was prolific, but nothing he wrote ever achieved the simplicity and the accessibility of trees. To have one moment of clarity that so resonates with the world, to create immortality, is a gift that few people can aspire to. But something we can aspire to, and so often fail to, is to appreciate our friends and our trees. Appreciation seems like such a simple thing, but so often in life, it is the simple that is the hardest. For example, if you took a deep breath today, thank a tree for the oxygen.